Welcome to the Currently Cringing podcast. I'm your host, Anisha Ramakrishna. I'm a TV personality and entrepreneur. Join me as I spill the chai on my cringeworthy life experiences with a side of dating, pop culture, and lots of laughs.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey guys, welcome to Currently Cringing. As many of you know, I was not doing too well. I was sick last week and I was getting better. And I had been suffering from just sinus congestion. And I'm talking like severe, extreme sinus congestion, like post-nasal drip all day, every day. And that's been most of my life. I feel it today as well. It's very heavy. But then my husband got sick and then I got sick. I tried to avoid it, but it got me. And then I started to get better. And I tried all the natural remedies from that TikTok lady, Barbara O'Neill. She's Australian. And she said, if you're sick, have raw garlic with honey, which I did. I have like the best Manuka honey from New Zealand, from Costco, actually. Pro tip. And yeah, I was doing that every day. And then I had black seed oil, grapeseed fruit extract. I have oregano oil, which I take every day anyway. But nothing worked. Like, I did all the remedies I could. Stayed in the sauna every day for about 15 minutes, sometimes twice a day, but it was just temporary relief. And then yesterday, and now I'm talking Wednesday, even though we're on Friday, but this will show up as a Thursday on the podcast episodes. But I started to feel like a hot fever again, and I'm like, okay, fuck this. And that's when I got the meds. I started taking the medicines because I tried to do it the natural way, but it just didn't work. And so I'm on some antibiotics right now, which I didn't want to do. And I have my show next week in Toronto. So it's like crunch time, you know, we don't have time to waste. And so I took the antibiotics. I still feel the same though. I think it's something in the air. It's some sort of sinus allergy congestion situation. I have really gross post-nasal drip. You can hear it in my voice. Like, I'm not clear today. And then I just wanted to share this brief story with you. I told you guys in the past, I have like a third eye. I just see things and feel things and I can get premonitions, but I don't tap into it because I don't want to delve into that world. It scares me. But yesterday I was at the mall, and I'm rarely at the mall, but I was at the mall because my hair salon is across the street from the mall. So I had just got my hair dyed, and I decided to cross the street and go to the mall to buy some bubble tea, and then my husband picked me up from the mall. And I was walking through the mall with my bubble tea, and I just noticed from the corner of my eye this man stare at me. He was a tall, older white man. He had gray hair, like medium build. And he just kept staring at me. So I fucking kept staring back at him. And he just kept looking. I was walking down the mall. I didn't stop to do anything, but I noticed him. And at first glance, I looked, and then he looked right at me in the eye. And then he turned around, but I knew fuckers like this are fucking weird and they're going to look again. So I stared at him, and I'm here still walking, and I'm looking at him, and he, of course, turned around again. And then I just kept looking at him like I'm with the face of like, you know what, bitch, I'm going to murder you. I'm going to murder you back. Whatever the fuck you've got going on, it's definitely not good. He had a total sinister, bad vibe to him. And this could be someone you would think was like someone's older, nice dad. But I know evil when I fucking see it. And I kept looking at him, and then he looked a third time. And that's when I gave him a look of disgust. Because whatever the fucker was doing wasn't good. Whether he was looking because he knew I knew something was up, or whether he was looking because he wanted to do something bad, I made sure I fucking knew. And then I got into my husband's car and I told him right away, like, hey, this fucker was staring at me. And thankfully, I have a husband who believes me. My husband knows that I can be dramatic, but I am usually correct. I am usually right. And I don't know what the motive was, what the intention was there, but it was weird. It was not good. And I hope I never see that man again. And I've noticed this too. And I don't know if I've said it to you before in the podcast. I think I have a couple of episodes ago. There are a lot of weird, single, older men that hang out at malls. And when I say older men, I mean 40 to 60. That seems to be the range, 40 to 60. They're just lurking. They're just sitting on benches. They're just staring. These are not husbands waiting for their wives or their relatives to finish shopping. These are weird men that are at the mall and are up to no good. And God knows what they're about to do or what they're doing there. They're scoping. They're lurking. It's bad news. It's a pandemic. Weird, older men up to no good at malls. And if you didn't know what I know, and what I see, you might think they're just random, regular people. No, these are people that are up to no good. I'm just letting you know right now. And DM me and email me if you've experienced this too, or if you've noticed this too, that there seems to be a lot of just weird men at the mall. And I rarely go to the mall. I told you guys this, you know, I shop online. I have Instacart, so I don't really venture out. But I don't know. I think like people need to be aware before they send their kids to the mall, before they send even their teens to the mall, or, you know, maybe these days just be vigilant and be aware of your surroundings. Maybe take a jujitsu class, which I should probably do myself, some self-defense class. And every day that I am here, I tell my husband, like, me and him are both like, how did we end up here? Like, how did we end up in Arizona? But I've told you guys this before. We ended up here because when my husband finished fellowship, there was no opportunity, really. People in healthcare were not hiring in 2021. They just weren't. And looking back, we should have waited and found the right opportunity. But my husband was in flight or fight mode because he had board exams and he was panicking because he had always had a job. And this was the first time he didn't, you know, he wasn't going to have a job. So he took that time to study, but it was still something that I look back on that, you know, we could have probably waited before moving here. But I also didn't know a lot about the field, and now I do. And your girl's in charge, hon. Let's just leave it at that. I'm in charge now. I'm wearing the pants. I'm leading the way. While he pays for everything. And speaking of men who pay for things and women who pay for things and these dynamics, which we've discussed ad nauseum, if you listen to the older episodes on my beliefs, on what I think the relationship dynamic should be, because I do think women should always have some sort of their own income somehow. And we do age out. The reality is we do age out. Most women, if you're not an executive or top leader, by the time you're 40, it's rare that you can start over, but in that case, start over and try to do something. But in that case, I always say, make sure you've got a prenup that takes care of you. That is if you're married and, you know, you just weren't sacrificing all these years not working to then end up with nothing. Because there's working at a job and then there's working at home. To me, working at home is much harder and you have more to lose, which is why a few episodes ago we were talking about the trad wife movement and how that's escalated, because a lot of women who are very bright have realized that they can make more money producing content that reflects the ideologies of like the 50s, from when women stayed at home, men went to work, except none of that exists anymore. None of that exists anymore because it doesn't apply to most women today. But it's an ideology that many men and women in the world still have. Many men and women still believe that the women are better off staying at home and the men should work. But reality is, women and men in today's society most likely have to work. So picture this, you're planning your future and there happens to be a partner in it, whether it's man, woman, they, whatever you want to call them. They will one day be the mother or father of your children. And if you happen to be a mother, keeping the home cozy and the family nurtured. Now that is a very difficult full-time job. And hopefully your partner, whoever they are, drafts up a prenuptial agreement that allocates 50% to you, because while one is staying, and now dynamics are different, that's why I'm not labeling mother, father, whoever is staying at home, they're doing their fair share of work by maintaining the household, and if you have kids, taking care of the kids, and the person going to the job away from the house, you're hoping that they have allocated half to you. Because remember, you're not earning any income by staying at home. The person staying at home, usually, typically the woman, although that's changing now, is foregoing her own financial pursuits and is probably relying on her partner's income. Now, if you're a man and you're not willing to share what you've accumulated during this time, A, that is your choice. However, it is important to understand that by making this choice, you're not looking to support a partner who is a homemaker. You're looking for free labor, which is essentially slavery. And I am not being dramatic. You want someone without fair economic recognition, a homemaker whose labor goes uncompensated. So if anyone's listening to this, and your partner is taking care of the house, staying at home, possibly raising your children, and you have not allocated 50% of your income to them, whether it's in a prenup or giving them half of your wages, then you are exploiting that person in 2024. Because there's a new current among men, specifically, that champions hard work to provide so abundantly that their partners need not work outside the home. She can attend fitness class. She can go shopping. She can attend to yoga. She can take care of the kids. She can maintain the household. But if that partnership dissolves and she finds herself without financial means, he or she, that's not the work of a provider, but rather an oppressor. And then let's say you don't make it. When it comes time to settle the divorce with alimony and child support, where does the provider energy go? Because it seems like today's narrative dictates that to be a noble man, you must afford your wife a labor-free existence. And this narrative is gaining traction just as women are learning to rely less and less on men. They're leaving bad marriages and avoiding them altogether. And maybe some men are possibly feeling unsettled by women's growing independence and feel the need to restore dependence. And whether this is a form of misplaced sense of protectiveness or response to societal changes, we don't know yet. But if you're listening to this and you are married or you're with someone, or better yet, I have a lot of friends who are in committed relationships, monogamous committed relationships, they have children, they are not married, make sure that you are taken care of, that you are not giving up an entire part of your life, and that is the part where you can earn money to take care of a home, which is in itself a job, which doesn't earn money. Make sure that you are taken care of financially, regardless of the outcome of whatever relationship you're in. And I was discussing this with my friends who are men. Firstly, my husband, and then, of course, Aditya and Neil. Now, Aditya's been on the podcast many times. These are all modern, forward-thinking men who are educated and have an open mind. However, I've known that most men, unfortunately, do not think like them, do not think like my husband. And that was very important to me when I was intentionally, again, seeking out a partner. I had to make sure that I was with someone who knew what I brought to the table and recognized and appreciated my value as a woman, which leads me to the next topic. So many women ask me and even ask Aditya, how do you find someone? How do I get to that next level? How do I change my life? Because so many of you want so many things without making any sacrifices and without making any changes. And I've talked about quantum leaping before on this podcast, but I want to talk about it again in detail because I am in the middle of it right now again. I want to jump timelines and I'm going to explain everything. So if you're looking to either meet a partner or get a new job, or you just see yourself in a completely different life and you want to be in that life, which is what I'm trying to do right now, okay? Because yes, I manifested where I am right now, but okay, like this chapter is coming to an end. I'm trying to get to the next timeline. And it's all a game, guys. This is all a game. How do you get to the next timeline, the next level of the game? And it's all done through the work of the mind. I've had quite a few setbacks and I cannot repeat those stories in my brain. I cannot repeat that narrative. And if something's not working, then look at yourself, look at your life and think, have I done anything to change? Whether it's change your environment, change the people you hang around with, change your response in life to certain outcomes and situations and circumstances. And that's constant work. Like I'm in the trenches right now, like I'm getting out, like I've said, but I'm in the middle of switching timelines. And the way you know you're switching timelines is when everything in your current timeline just falls apart. The quantum field isn't some mystical ether where wishes come true by mere belief, okay? This field is deeply rooted in science. And I will have Aditya share his story, God willing, we're alive, in a few years, maybe next year, not right now because it's too early. But the way Aditya himself quantum leaped and jumped timelines in this past first quarter has blown my mind and reignited a fervor in me to expect more from myself and to do better and to elevate my own goals. And my husband is a chemistry major and loves science, obviously. And so he really can explain this to me, the whole science part of it, because it is complicated, but I'm going to do my best, okay? So in this episode, thank you for listening till now. I really wanted to help you and me jump timelines quicker, faster, and efficiently. So classic physics, or Newtonian physics, looks at the visible world. This is the physics that most of us learn about in school, which might explain why the quantum field, the domain of quantum physics, seems so confusing for so many people. Classic physics concerns itself with matter as we see it, like in human life form, like atoms and molecules. I hope you're still with me. We are talking about the physical things that we see in our day-to-day life, like your cup, your computer, your hand, just seeing things in the 3D for what they are, atoms and molecules. It wasn't until we had some pretty advanced technology that we were able to get a look inside the atom and discover the new world.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
The quantum realm. Originally, they thought atoms were just mostly empty space around a small nucleus, but then scientists realized that these empty spaces were actually full of energy, which is called electron superposition. I pray to God I haven't lost you yet, because we're getting to the good part. I'm so sorry that I have to explain this to you, but I had to read about this and understand it, and I had to digest it, and so I want you to do the same. Okay, so far we've got atoms, and now we know that they're not empty. They have energy in them. And I always say everything has energy. Everything is energy. So these are particles and waves at the same time. So we can manipulate this energy. In a nutshell, that's what I'm trying to say. We can manipulate everything around us. Now, if I've gone too new age, too woo-woo for you, I apologize. I am trying to quantum leap and jump timelines again. And that's why I'm really digging deep. And I want to share this with you as well. So now this dual existence, which is infinite fields of waves, represents infinite possibilities for material existence. Our interaction with this field shapes our reality. We can influence the energy around us. It's basically telling us that all particles are inherently connected. So every action, thought, and observation that we have affects our reality, according to this, because what I've explained now is that we are energy. So how do we get to another timeline where all our desires are fulfilled? Time is multidimensional. So all our experiences are actually happening simultaneously. Since time is multidimensional and we are energy, everything's happening at the same time. I know this sounds crazy. If you've never heard of this concept, I suggest you look it up on YouTube or read about it. But basically, everything's happening in a parallel universe. So you, the version of you, or let me put it back to myself, me, married to my incredible husband, that was already existing. I had to spend 5 years reinventing myself to become this person, to be in the same energy field that I'm in now, to attract my husband, to be with my husband, because my husband is the person I am now. But me 5, 10 years ago was a different person, and that person attracted different things. I hope it's making sense. So now I'm trying to get to the next timeline that I want to be in. So how do you and me get to that next timeline? That timeline where we have what we want in the future, except we already have it in a parallel universe. We just need to get to it. And how do we do that so that it doesn't take me 5 years again to reinvent myself? That's what I'm working on now, and that's what I'm trying to explain to you today. And I apologize again for my voice. I am struggling to speak. It is a strain and there's a lot of phlegm, TMI. It's disgusting. So all of the experiences exist simultaneously, and the experiences are just waiting for us to connect with them. So our identity, our beliefs, our memories, our frequencies, these are all the keys to our reality to get to that next timeline. And once we align with these, our aspirations, we will see our reality transform. And it's 2024. We don't want to take another 5 years. I don't want it to be 2030 before I get what I want. I want it tomorrow, yesterday, next week, okay? We're trying to speed things up because time isn't stopping for us. So first off, I think it's important to write down what it is that you want. Clarify your goals. And if you asked me what I want today, I can't tell you. And that's a problem. And that's because there are things I want now in the short term, and there are things I want in the long term. But I think it's important to have the big picture in mind. What do you want for your life? What do you want your life to look like? And I was discussing this with one of my best friends, Gail, the other day. We were just talking about cars, and one of my friends just got a Ferrari, and we were talking about how cool it was. And then we were like, well, let's act as if, and you know, what car are you going to buy? And we just started rambling and having fun with it and talking about what cars we wanted. And as I was discussing the car, and then I changed my mind and I said, no, I want this one. She was like, Anish, why can't you have two cars? We're acting as if, like, we're just writing this down. Like, why can't you have three cars or 10 cars? And it's like, even in a fake exercise where we're acting as if, I am so limited in my thinking that I only think I can have one car in an imaginary world where I can have anything I want. I still limit myself to one car. And that was a mind-blowing moment, because I think as women, we're just always thought to automatically dim our light or not be greedy or not show off and just be grateful. And so I wanted to share that with you, because as you write down your goals, the sky is the limit. And that's probably why it's taken me so long to just get here, which is a great place to be. But I've had big dreams and goals since I was a child. I think most of us have. And everything's just taken so long because I'm so limited in my own belief, my own self-belief of what I think I deserve. And talking about this with you and sharing this with you as I'm in the thick of quantum leaping is helpful for me and hopefully helpful for you too. And the best way to explain that everything exists at the same time is this analogy that I thought of, okay? So you're walking into a gelato shop and they have all these flavors to choose from. And now the person behind the counter asks you, what flavor do you want? And when you're limited thinking, like me the other day, you're like, I want chocolate. And the guy behind the counter is thinking, wow, this person wants chocolate, but they could have any of these flavors and any combination of these flavors, but they're just choosing chocolate. And every flavor possibility exists, but you're using one flavor and you're experiencing that chocolate flavor, but all the other flavors are there waiting for us, and all the combinations of those flavors are waiting for us. And that's exactly what we're living in. That is our experience in this world. We can have all these flavors and we're only choosing one most of the time, or two. And just like you can try just chocolate and then you realize, hey, maybe I don't like chocolate, or I'm bored of the chocolate, let me try something new. We can do that in our life too. Every flavor possibility exists for us right now. That's how best I can explain all the timelines existing at the same time. So are you bored of your chocolate? Are you tired of your chocolate? Do you not like chocolate and you got chocolate? We can change that. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to jump timelines. We're going to get you to that place where you want to be, that flavor that you want, that experience that you want to have. And that concept, you can look it up, is called quantum superposition. And you should look that up and read up on it. So how do you get to the different flavor? How do you experience the other timeline that you want to be in? So A, it's important to know there is a version of you that already has it, which is why you thought it. And so once you know what you want and you're clear, which is why I'm telling you to write it down and have a big picture, like really know who do you want to be, or who are you in another parallel universe? what would that person act like? What would that person say? What would that person be like? How would that person behave? What we need to do is connect to that person and become that person in our minds and start doing, thinking, and talking like that person. And that's not easy. When you start changing up the way you think and act, and you're trying to ditch those habits that have been with you for decades, it's not easy. Trust me, I'm still trying to get rid of old narratives and negative beliefs that I have about myself. As you work on bringing in the new you and phasing out the old you, it might be a roller coaster. I mean, I can tell you that's the journey I've been on since the last eclipse. And when everything falls apart, I know it sounds cliche, that's part of the transformation. And it'll be very easy and tempting to slip back into those old negative thoughts and patterns and beliefs and the old things you used to say and the old beliefs you have of yourself. And when those thoughts cross your mind, like me right now, you gotta just say, thank you, goodbye, it was nice knowing you, and then replace it immediately with something else, or maybe a thought of you from the new timeline that you want to be in. You're going to have good days and bad days, and there are going to be times where you feel like you're back at square one. That's the old you putting up a fight because it's easier to stay in this timeline. But how bad do you want to be in the new place, the new timeline? And there are methods you can use, just like journaling and 369 can be a method to change your subconscious beliefs. There are also methods you can use to speed up this timeline jumping process. And some of these methods I've seen on TikTok, and some of them I've just researched online. But this is something I did myself. I told you earlier in this episode, I was using the sauna a lot. And I was using the steam room. And so the steam room fills up with smoke. It's in my building. And I'm sitting in there meditating and just thinking of the version of myself that I want to get to in that other timeline. And it's taking over my entire body, mind. It's all I'm thinking of in that steam room meditation that I'm doing. And then when I'm done, I picture myself walking out of the steam room through the smoke as that other person that already exists, the version of me that already exists in that other timeline. I am walking out of the steam room as that person. And another way you could do this is using elevators. You are going to different floors and you can use the different floors as a metaphor, you know, for different timelines in your life and who you want to be and what floor do you want to be on? What life do you want? What experience do you want? Use that as well. So while you're in the elevator, I know this sounds crazy, you are thinking of that person that you are in another timeline. And when you walk out of that elevator, you are that person. You can also use doors. Every time you walk out a door, just set your intention and walk out of that door, entering your new timeline. You are literally leaving your old timeline and entering your new timeline. And there are so many different methods. I've used the shower. The same thing. If you set your intention and think of specifically what exactly you want, and then go into that shower. And then when you leave the shower, you leave and enter your new timeline. And just like when you mention something, like let's say ladybug, you're hearing me mention it now in the podcast. And then some of you will go out there now and see a ladybug. And that's because everything is energy. You know, it's like when you see the car you want while you're driving down the street, you see the car it's that you want everywhere. It's because your mind is trying to attract it into your 3D. So you're going to see it everywhere. Those are all good signs. That means you're closer to getting out of this timeline. That's called quantum entanglement. That is when you put attention on anything, it appears in your life. That's the easiest way I can explain it, and you should look up quantum entanglement as well. Another way to quantum jump, I'm going to do it today, is you have two cups. You're going to fill one with water, and on the one filled with water, you're going to write on a post-it your current reality, whatever it is that is going on right now. And then on another post-it, you're going to stick it on the empty cup and write your new reality, you in the new timeline. Who are you? Who is that person? And you're going to pour the water from the current reality into the cup, which is you in your new reality, and you're going to drink that water. Let me know if you do any of these and let me know what happens in 1 or 2 months. It's like that experiment where they had different cups of water and they said negative words to some and they said positive words to other cups. And the water was holding these negative or positive frequencies. The water that had the positive comments had these beautiful structured molecules, and the water that had the negative words turned out to be moldy, murky, and just really gross. And then you realize we are 70% water and we are absorbing all of that negativity or positivity. And we have to decide whether or not we're going to turn murky or create beautiful molecules. And we do that by acting as if and becoming that person in the new timeline. And that's a theory created by Neville Goddard. It's called the law of assumption. You assume already that you have all those things, that you think like that person in the other timeline. You should read his book. He has many books, but the most famous one is called The Law and the Promise. And you can also find that on YouTube and just listen to it if you can't read it. And I'm going to leave you with that today because you can go down a rabbit hole as I have. And I hope it helps you and I hope you try it and let me know how it goes. Because if there are parallel universes and parallel timelines, then there are parallel Earths. And what I learned when I went to Jordan and we took the astronomy walk is that every planet has another binary planet. And so there's definitely multiple versions of Earth. And for whatever reason, we all chose to come to this Earth. And why not try to shape our reality if we can? And let's try to do it together. And I'll let you guys know in 2 months whether or not, you know, I've made any progress. So thank you for listening. I hope I can regain my full voice back by the time my show comes around next Thursday. Again, if you're in the Toronto area, I would love to see you on Thursday at the Royal Theatre. And till then, I'll talk to you guys soon. Bye.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Thank you so much for sipping the chai with me this week. If you like the show, remember to rate, review, and subscribe. You can also find me on Instagram at Anish Ramakrishna. I would love to hear from you. Join me next week for more chai.